Well, did you get any sleep last night? I didn't get much. Because I knew I needed to get up early, and so I lay awake half the night thinking about that. Why did I need to get up early? Well, because at 5 to 6 this morning, in the slightly chilly twilight, 19 people gathered in the middle of Sen Recreation Ground, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and to celebrate life, light, peace, love, hope, and our common humanity. As the sun rose slowly over Tannery Lane, and we watched aircraft as they stacked over Ockham, we stood in a circle among the turf and the sporting and recreational apparatus. We prayed and we read the story of some women who came to a tomb at the crack of dawn to care for a body. We reminded ourselves of the astonishing tale that, to their surprise and puzzlement, these spice-laden women found the entrance stone rolled back from the tomb, and they couldn't find the body of their master. The day continued to brighten down at the recreation ground. We moved on to think about the messengers of light at the empty tomb, who asked the women, "Why are you looking for the living one in a cemetery?" And then we were reminded in the story of the doubt that has attended this tale from the beginning. How it was only Peter who ran to the tomb to see for himself. And how even Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples, was still left puzzled and didn't get what's during our brief ceremony in the recreation ground. I said, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." And 5 times everyone replied, "He is risen indeed, Alleluia." The ancient Christian refrain at Easter time. I have to tell you that it was only the old English sheepdog that joined us that didn't respond. However, it did wag its tail. I don't know how many laws we broke this morning in the recreation ground, but if necessary, I will plead guilty to lighting a fire. I will plead guilty to disturbing the peace with some singing, and I will plead guilty to drinking sparkling alcoholic wine while eating an Easter-themed cupcake, which, to the best of my knowledge, are still legal. Many Christians believe that some laws were broken in Jerusalem when Jesus is said to have risen from the dead. We're familiar with these laws. According to the laws of motion, an object will remain where it is until a force acts upon it, causing it to move. So someone or something moved the tombstone from covering the grave. whether it was grave robbers or angels, some law seems to have been broken. Though what we might charge the angels with, I'm not sure. The laws of nature, death, by definition, is the end of life. Now, I used to work in physiological science, so I was particularly interested to see it reported this week that some scientists have restored partial cellular function in brains removed from pigs hours after their slaughter. Perhaps you encountered this story. Well, I think that's very clever of them, perhaps. And it stretches our understandings of the threshold between life and death. But I'm not aware that any of the pigs have been seen or experienced since they were slaughtered and had their brains removed. There's no Church of the Revived Pig that I'm aware of spreading a countercultural gospel of life, light, peace, love, hope, and common humanity. The resurrection of Christ does not enable or empower us to break the laws of nature. If we have faith, we can confidently leave such things to Almighty God. But the resurrection of Christ is the defiance that love is stronger than death. Resurrection, if you like, is sticking two fingers up at the hand that is moving to strike our second turned cheek. Resurrection is in our face life, standing right in front of us, scarred, but against all that would destroy it. And to live by this law of resurgent life is for us to stand up, even against the powers of hell and death. To live by this law of resurgent life is for us to be confident in the face of injustice and prejudice. To live by this law of resurgent life is for us to be brave in resisting hatred and division. For us to live by this law of resurgent life is to be passionate and warm-blooded about goodness and truth in the teeth of cold-blooded evil and lies. To live by this law of resurgent life is to be resistant to violence when people have run out of compelling arguments and can only resort to force and destruction. To live by this law of resurgent life is for us to be long-suffering while the thriving of life takes time to gestate, to be born anew, and to grow to maturity in light, peace, love, hope, and common humanity. Resurrection recruits us to be lawbreakers of a specialist kind, to go equipped into the world with divine tools, to burgle hearts and minds with undying faithfulness, and to leave traces wherever we go of eternal love. Amen.